She survived. Now can Britain's Prime Minister get Europe's help in selling her Brexit deal? This is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Bruised but victorious after surviving a vote of confidence in her leadership, Theresa May is headed to Brussels this morning. European Commission President Donald Tusk has said he will meet her for last-minute talks, a good sign as she needs concessions from the EU. The fly in the ointment is something called the backstop, which says Northern Ireland can stay in a customs union with Ireland and the rest of the EU if the UK fails to agree a trade deal. It's an insurance policy to make sure there's no return to a hard border in Ireland, but one that many British lawmakers oppose. So what can EU leaders do to help Theresa May? Aarti Shankar is senior policy analyst at Open Europe.
There are actually a couple of things that they can do, even without touching the withdrawal agreement text in and of itself. It can offer a declaration or other assurances that can have legal weight. This is one of the things the Prime Minister said yesterday that she was searching for from the EU. This is possible. I mean, we've seen it previously with the Dutch government. They've secured council decisions. So the EU 28 leaders are able to interpret the agreement that has been made. It doesn't contradict the agreement. It sort of stands alongside it, and it does offer legal assurance.
So in other words, they could say this is not permanent. And although it wouldn't be legally binding, you're saying it would have weight.
It would have weight. This would be essentially a council decision is a sort of international agreement. It can be used in front of a court to say, well, this is what we've been told we signed up to. On the issue of the backstop, for instance, the EU is considering saying something along the lines of the backstop should be short. Those are things that could offer the UK some assurance.
Now, how likely do you think this is?
At this stage, it's hard to say. So we've had a number of statements from EU member states and the EU institutions that they don't want to go too far in offering assurances. And especially after the vote of confidence of the Prime Minister yesterday, the EU might be wary about offering what they consider concessions. However, we've seen EU 27 leaders are about to engage with the Prime Minister for the first time. We're going to talk about Brexit at the Council, and the EU 27 leaders are going to be able to ask questions to the Prime Minister. So it looks like we're opening up a sort of political track that could take us a little bit closer to getting these assurances.
Aarti Shankar. Well, some British businesses would welcome the end of Theresa May's EU deal. Let's hear from one located near the Olympic Stadium in London.
My name is Lance Foreman, and I'm the owner of H. Foreman & Son. We are the world's oldest producer of smoked salmon. We've been going since 1905. We're a family business that was started by my great-grandfather. Brexit, it's just a change of the rules of the game, but we're competing against other businesses that we're facing the same thing, and we have to make sure we're better than them. I'm not in the slightest bit concerned about no Brexit deal, and in fact, the way I look at it is that if we don't do a deal with the EU, that opens us up to doing many deals across the world. Businesses in the EU will want to continue to have great relations with us because, you know, they sell us, you know, a huge amount of goods. Those relationships will continue no matter what. You know, it doesn't matter which government is in power. You might have to fill in one extra piece of paper when you send your export, but you don't mind doing it because you're so happy that you've won the business.
Lance Foreman of H. Foreman & Sons. Now, with all eyes on Europe amid ongoing Brexit turmoil, let's do the numbers. European stocks are mixed as the British pound finds steadier ground after Theresa May secured that leadership backing. Italian stocks are higher after the government vowed to cut budget deficit targets to avoid EU sanctions. And a continued thaw in trade relations between the US and China fueled a rise in Asian benchmarks overnight. Now, this month, one of the biggest events in financial history is expected to end. The European Central Bank today is forecast to confirm a stop to its bond buying program, in which it's purchased nearly $3 trillion worth of government and corporate bonds since 2015. Luigi Speranza is chief global economist at BNP Paribas in London.
I think we conclude it's been extremely successful. In 2009, the economy was on the verge of deflation, and we got a long period of sustained growth. Now, there are clouds at the horizon at this point. There is an external shock coming from a global slowdown, and the Eurozone is suffering a bit. But in general, I think this doesn't mean the program has not been successful.
Has it actually stimulated sustainable growth? Some people would argue it has not.
Well, we need to distinguish here the cycle from the trend. I mean, what monetary policy can do is to try to stimulate the economy around this long-term trend. The problem is that for structural reasons, the potential growth of the economy is quite low. We estimate something between 1 and 1.5%. So at this point, it's still growing above potential, which is one of the results of accommodative monetary policy.
Is now a good time to end the bond buying program, given that you've got Brexit on the horizon, you've got an Italian budget crisis, we've had violent protests in France over taxes, and then, of course, that looming global economic slowdown?
Yes, it's an important point. And Mr. Draghi will have to make some difficult balancing act today. Because, as you say, the background here of the decision is not particularly positive. We are seeing, more importantly, a slowdown in the economy. It's going to be a difficult press conference for Mr. Draghi, and I think he will compensate the announcement of the end of net asset purchases with dovish language. To suggest this is very important, the ECB has got a lot of tools in its toolbox to respond to potentially other shocks, such as, for example, the result of a no-deal Brexit, which is a risk on the horizon for the Eurozone economy. And I think the ECB will take all its time. And by the way, we'll only aim at normalizing, which means I don't think they will enter tightening territory in this cycle at all.
Luigi Speranza, say hello to us on Twitter, the hashtag BBC Marketplace. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.